Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Returning to Mia, so let's get started. I need you to come outside, there's something I have to talk to you about. You want me to come out now, this late? Just say whatever. Wait, are you out there right now? Yes, that's why I asked you to come outside. Now hurry up before I freeze my tits off. It's summer. It's just an expression. Are you gonna get out here or keep arguing with me? Fine, I'll be right out.
Hanging up, you head towards the back door. Once there, you slowly walk out into the yard.
There she is. Oh, excuse me. Why do I have a bad feeling about this? Then again, when it comes to Vivian, when don't I? That wasn't so hard now, was it? Yeah, what do you want? Me? Nothing at all. What? But you said, she on the other hand. Hmm? Hi, Grim. Cindy, what are you doing here? I just wanted to come by and, she wants to clear the air with you. Why she wants to do it is a mystery to me, but here we are. And you're here why exactly? Because she didn't think you'd agree to meet with her otherwise.
Looking back over to Cindy, you see her bowing her head in embarrassment.
It's not like that, Cindy. I'll let the two of you talk alone. God knows I don't need to hear this.
With Cindy still remaining silent, Vivian walks off along the side of the house. Once she disappears, you continue.
Let it out, Cindy. What's going on in that head of yours? You hate me. I don't hate you. I was just disappointed. You gotta believe me, I wanted to say something, but I couldn't. Why not? He's your dad, not a monster. At least I don't think he is. He isn't. He's just very protective of me. And also...
She pauses, unsure of how to articulate what she wants to say.
Also what? He sees me as something different than what I am. And what's that? I'm not the innocent child he thinks I am. No, you're definitely not, that's for sure. Why are you leading him to believe it then? I don't know. I just always wanted him to be proud of me. Well, he is your dad, so that makes sense. Although, why wouldn't he be proud of you? Just because you have actual relationships? He does know you're an adult now, right? Yeah, but he wants a good girl. And good girls don't do the things I did. Isn't that his problem? Why should he get to impose his expectations on you? I'm his only child. It kind of comes with the territory, I guess. Again, not your problem. Easy for you to say. Yeah, I suppose. That still doesn't mean I'm wrong.
A few seconds pass without either of you uttering a word.
So, we're good? Yeah, of course we're good. I'm relieved to hear that. Thank you, Grim. Don't mention it.
She smiles at you warmly, clearly feeling satisfied for clearing the air with you.
So I hear you're having a costume party tomorrow night at the bar. Yep, we sure are. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Kinda wish I could go. You can, just explain to your dad that nothing happened between us and that it was all a big misunderstanding. Suppose I could. But that doesn't change the fact that our bars are in competition. So I don't think it'd be a good look for us. Ah, I guess. Although I'm not sure anyone would notice, to be honest. Even if they did, you could always just wear a costume that hides your face. True. Wait, I'll probably have to work that night anyway, so there's probably no point in even thinking about it. Well, you're welcome to come in any case. Thanks, Grim. Knowing that means a lot. Anytime. Okay, I annoyed you enough for one day, so I'll get out of your hair. Again, sorry for doing this whole cloak and dagger thing on you. It's fine, Cindy. I'm just glad we could clear the air. I told you she's a lot smarter than she lets on. Me too. Guess I'll see you around then. Not if I see you first. Bye, Grim. Night, Cindy.
With a look of relief on her face, Cindy leaves the yard.
Well, that went better than expected. Although Sebastian still doesn't want her anywhere near me. Even when I try to be a good guy, I still get fucked, huh? Whatever. Fuck it. As long as Cindy and I are in a good place, that's all that matters. Nice job, huh?
Looking back down, you see Vivian standing before you, grinning.
You're still here? Just wanted to make sure everything went okay. I'm pleased it did. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Was really wondering what your thoughts would be on the matter. Don't be a dick. I'm trying to say I'm proud of you. Proud of me for what? I didn't do anything. You forgave her. Believe me, you have no idea how much it means to her. It wasn't that big of a deal, really. People have done worse things to me in the past. Even if I've done...
You quickly stop yourself from saying more.
Done what? Nothing. Forget it. You're quite a mystery, Grim. I'm really not. I'm guessing that's only what you want people to think, but there's definitely something underneath. Underneath that boring, mediocre facade you got going. And what stuff would that be? Not sure yet. Wish I really was that interesting. Unfortunately, I'm just as boring as mediocre as you first guessed. Sorry. Yeah, we'll see about that. Alright, I'm about done with this conversation. Now, if you don't mind, it's late, and I want to get at least a little sleep tonight. You do that. You'll need it, because we got a big day tomorrow. How could I forget?
Starting off towards the house, you give Vivian a limp, half-hearted wave.
Night, Vivian. Sleep tight, Grim.
Although you can't see it, Vivian watches you intently as you head back inside. Curiously pondering to herself what kind of man you truly are, it's quickly becoming something that fascinates her. A lot. Quietly going back into your room, you gently lie down on the bed next to Sadie.
Oh, I really should get some sleep. Been having too many late nights recently. Yeah, that can wreak havoc on you. Where have you been? Huh?
Turning around, you see your girlfriend looking across at you.
Just went to the toilet. Sorry if I woke you up. Don't apologize. I'm glad you did.
Giving you a sly smile, she puts a hand onto your leg.
It's been a while since we've had some time to ourselves. What do you say? Not too tired, are you? Let me think about it. Too tired for sex?
Taking hold of her waist, you pull Sadie into a kiss.
Oh, there we go. Never. Good. I was starting to think you forgot about me. Why would you ever think that? Don't know, it just seems like you had a lot of stuff on your mind lately. I do have a lot of stuff on my mind, but I can always make time for you. Do you really mean that? Because I've been thinking.
She pauses, deliberating if she should come out and say what she's thinking. What she's been thinking for a while now.
What? Tell me. Been thinking about how I showed up here that day. The face you had when you saw me. I still can't get it out of my head. We talked about this, Sadie. I was really happy to see you, just surprised, that's all. I thought that too at first, but since I got here, you've been a little more distant than normal. It's not like that, as I said. Let me finish. Sorry, go ahead. It's no secret that you never had an easy time opening up to people, especially me. And I still don't really know why that is or what happened to make you like that. Still, I want you to know that when it comes to our relationship, I'm all in. Even if you made mistakes along the way, just want you to know I'm okay with it. I'm still all in. Not sure I know what you're getting at, Sadie. Honestly, I'm not sure either. It's just that no matter what, I love you. And I hope you feel that way. I hope you feel the same way too. Cause I'm gonna stop bugging you to say it anymore. I only want you to say it when you mean it. Oh, I like this. I like what she says here. When you feel it. I think that's sorry guys. I think that's really when it needs to be said, is when you feel it, when you mean it. Not just like, love you, you know, like a lot of people do. Like, I don't even do that shit with my own mother. You're like, really? Like, yeah, It's like, it's just, it's always like, you know, it's like a given, unless it's something like that really, really means it. Like when you really say that and it means something. Like you really cherish a person, you know? Same thing with like a partner. A lot of people, they just go through the motions and they're just like, oh yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you too. And then they kiss and whatever and all this other stuff you see. What was it? I think it was Mother's Milk on The Boys, you know, make those little kissy faces into the phone and stuff like that. Oh yeah, there's guys that do that stuff. I think that's kind of crazy and overblown. But, you know, when the passion is right and you say, I love you, or when there's been a horrible thing that's happened and she needs your help, that's when she wants to hear that. That's when she wants to hear that she's cherished. Like if something's horrible going on, depression, sickness, somebody died, anything like that, that's when she wants your support. That's like when you have to be the rock, the actual rock that she relies on. Because that's literally what men are fucking supposed to be. I'm sorry. Like, we're supposed to be the rock there. Not the, if you smell, but no, the actual rock, like for the, in terms of relationships, we are the rock. That's what we're there for. And a lot of guys got tired of it. They got tired of being the damn rock or the sponge or whatever, and they walked off. And sometimes that's because a woman pushed it too much, or she wanted to manipulate him. Oh, he's my rock. Have you ever heard a woman say that? Oh, he's my rock. Well, that's what she means. So yeah, we got to fucking do that. That's what she's trying to tell him there. You gotta say I love you when you mean it, when you feel it, not just going through the fucking motions. Because when you start saying I love you and it doesn't mean anything, you're just going through the fucking motions. It doesn't have any value, you know? It's like when people call people, oh, you're a Nazi, it's like, yeah, but that word doesn't have any value anymore. It doesn't mean anything anymore. It's just like, oh, you're a poopy head or something, you know? That never meant anything when we were kids. So when you call people like these grown-up words, oh, you're a Nazi, or you're, you know, whatever they want to call pedo to the anime community. Well, they're not talking about somebody that, again, they're not, I mean, you start putting somebody in that category enough, you're like, okay, fine, I'm whatever you say I am. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have the impact anymore. I mean, that's an extreme case, but even whether we're talking about extreme cases of calling people horrible things like a Nazi or a pedo, and then less extreme, more romantic cases where we're talking about how much we love somebody and how much we cherish them, even when you call somebody baby or something like that, you know, I think, again, it needs to matter. It's like, does she know that you fucking care about her? That's what I'm saying. Does he know that you care about him? It's one of those situations. So that's my little rant on that. There's obviously more
she wants to say, but she stops there.
Okay, Sadie, I understand. And you better fucking do it. Good. Now, if I haven't completely put you out of the mood, how about you just show me what I mean to you? There we go. That's good. She's testing him a little bit. You don't have to say a thing. I'd like that very much. So then, show me.
Once again, you lean in to kiss her, with even more passion than the first time.
Mmm.
Reciprocating with just as much fervor, she follows up by getting on top of you.
I mean it, Grim. No words this time. Oh, wow. Okay. Just show me. And I'll show you.
Looking up at her, straddling you, a sudden feeling of vulnerability towards her almost overwhelms you. Placing your hand onto her breast, you move it gently to where her heart is. And simply, you just keep it there.
I like that.
Feeling each heavy beat.
That is really cool.
You desire all, whoa. However you soon desire more of her. You desire all of her. And that is exactly what you do. As you quickly remove your boxers, Sadie takes the hint and positions herself over you. Finally, unable to endure the wanting anymore, she lowers herself down your length and starts lustfully gyrating her hips.
There we go. Whoops. We don't have a thing to remove the text box.
Filling herself with every inch of your throbbing member.
More! I want this huge, amazing monstrosity to fill every part of me. Man, is that how you talk to every dick?
Still saying nothing, you oblige. With ease, you toss her off yourself and next to you. And before she can react, you ram your entire length inside.
Good! Right there! Keep going, Grim! Don't you dare stop!
The need for these words is completely non-existent. She was right. You do struggle telling her how you feel about her. However, this does not mean you do not care deeply about her. You most definitely do.
He just needs to learn how to express himself to her.
Furthermore, this time you plan on showing her just how much she means to you and how grateful you are to have her in your life. What you do not know at this moment is that Sadie shared your thoughts almost exactly.
Wait. I want to do something. Something new. That always worries me. New. She doesn't mean.
Propping herself onto her hands and knees, she looks at you with an air of nervous assuredness.
I want you to fuck me in the ass. Well, I'll be damned, and it's not even Christmas time. Oh, shit. Is that something you want to try? Just nod if it is. I like how she expresses that.
Without a hint of hesitation, you instantly nod your head up and down.
Like, she asked for his consent on that. You know, consent isn't just, do you want to have sex? It's like, hey, we're going to do this crazy position where we're going to tie you up and hang you on the ceiling fan and going to try to do this. I don't know about that. That's not going to work for me. You know, that's what the meaning of consent is. A lot of people took it too far. They're like, oh, can I touch your hand? Can I touch your arm? Can I touch your breast? And the woman would walk off. She's like, this is stupid and pathetic. It's ridiculous. It's not about that. She's going to let you touch her where she feels it's all right, and she'll let you know by body language if you're not supposed to touch her in a certain area. However, if it's something different that you haven't done before and is kind of unusual, I mean, BDSM and ass fucking ain't that unusual, but for some couples it is. And it's important that she gives you that consent there, and you know, that you know, hey, is this something you want to try? I mean, I'm into some really fetishy stuff, and I'd be like, well, you know, I have talked to women about this, you know, online, you know, women that I've talked to known for a while now, and if I were to get together, I'd say, okay, well, see, I'm into this. And is that something you're into? I mean, is that, she's like, oh yeah, that's cool, I could do something like that. And she was also, and I mean, we talk about different fetishes and things we're into and stuff, and you wouldn't think that people talk about that, but we do. We do absolutely talk about that kind of stuff. I haven't talked to her in a while, but it doesn't mean that the desire is just gone for that, you know. It's just that, yeah, if there was a thing where we got together and did that sort of thing, that's what she would offer. You know, she's like, well, I can do this, I can do that, if you want to try this, if you want to try that. You know, that's really how sex should be when you're experimenting. And there's nothing wrong with experimenting in sex. I think it's fun. You're going to be with this person for the rest of your life. You might as well try as many things as you can. Then go for it. I prepared myself already. Be gentle, though. Always.
Kneeling up behind her, you carefully place the head of your cock against her hole. Finally, with a slow, gentle push, you enter inside.
Ah!
Hearing her wince, you try being as gentle as possible.
You went in too hard there, sir. little bit too much force. It's okay. I'm okay. You can go a little faster. It's a little faster.
Ecstatic, but still trying your best not to lose yourself, you obey. Slowly, Sadie starts getting used to the feeling, her hole relaxing with each stroke. Her walls clench hard around your cock, no matter which direction you move.
It's starting to feel really good. Try going a bit faster.
Pant.
Again obedient, you pick up the pace. However, not only the tightness, but also the thrill of it all, makes the new tempo too hard to bear.
I'm almost there, Sadie. Any place particular you want me to finish? Do it inside me.
More than happy with her choice, you still give her a chance to think it over.
You sure? It is still your first time and all. I like that he asked her again. I'm sure, Grim. I want it in me. My pleasure.
With permission granted, you let yourself go and thrust a few more slightly faster strokes into her. Seconds later, it becomes unbearable.
I'm coming! Groan. Ah! Fuck! I can feel it pouring inside me. And how do you like the feeling? I definitely do. It's strange, but I like it. Just to put this out there, it felt fucking amazing for me. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Once done, you pull your slick cock out of her just as carefully as you entered in.
Phew! Wow, that was unexpected. Yeah, it sure was. It was fun, though.
Collapsing down onto the bed beside her, you smile cheekily.
Oh, we're smiling cheekily, I see. So when are we doing this again? So that's what it took to get your attention back, huh? You always have my attention, Sadie. Clearly, I just gotta get better at showing it. I'd love that. Yeah, me too.
Leaning on her elbows, she leans over and kisses you.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you for this, Grim. For the sex, I think I should be the one thanking you. Not just the sex, also for being here and listening to me. Thank you. You're welcome. It was amazing for me, too. I also think it was good for us as a couple. Can't disagree.
With a look of content on her face, she kisses you again. Finally, she rolls over beside you and just stares up at the ceiling. Soon after, both of you fall into a deep sleep. Finally, Friday comes. Before you know it, the evening of the party quickly arrives as well.
Okay, I think I'm ready. But don't you think I'd kind of look lame? You don't look lame at all. You're Count Dracula, for God's sake. Besides, I got you that outfit so we could match each other. Then who are you supposed to be again?
Seductively walking up to you, she pushes her pelvis against yours.
You're ridiculously sexy, blushing, bloody bride. But didn't Dracula have 3 brides? He did. So where are my other 2? I plunged a stake through their hearts. Giggle. Honestly, I just couldn't bear having to share you.
Slinking her body against yours, she proceeds to kiss you on the lips.
You're not mad at me, are you? Not at all. This way I don't have to divide my attention between 2 other girls and I can slowly focus on you. And not to mention I'm by far the prettiest of the 3. Definitely, it's not even close. So, with all this attention devoted solely to me, what kind of thing should I be expecting? Anything you want. Anything? Absolutely anything. Interesting. Then you'd be open to... pegging? Grim? Oh god, I think I broke his brain. That's not even a little bit funny. That's my line, folks. That's my line. Pegging is a no-no. Remember when I said consent? They said, how about if I... No. Nothing in my ass. No. No, 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 no. Nothing in the ass. It does not... Nothing go in ass. Why not? I let you fuck me all the time. It's only fair I get to do the same to you, don't you think?
Desperately hoping you're just messing with me right now.
Sadie?
I am.
Thank God! You had me worried there for a minute. Oh, boo-hoo. Can't deal with a little pain? Bitch, you don't know what it's like with these old hemorrhoids! No, I can't, and I'm not ashamed to admit it either. Alright, you big wuss, let's get going. We don't want to keep the others waiting. Alright, m'lady, lead the way.
Together, you go downstairs and into the living room.
Huh? Where are they? I mean, they're women, Sadie. You guys kind of have a history of being late for stuff. Sexist much? Is it sexist if it's true? Is it, folks? Shut up. The party's supposed to start in like half an hour. It's gonna be a bad look if all the people start showing up and the doors to the bar aren't even open yet. Ah, that's sweet of you, Sadie. Thanks. For what? For having so much faith in my idea that there'll be that many people who show up. Of course I have faith in you. I wouldn't date a complete idiot. So you really think this whole thing's a good idea? Absolutely, I'm positive that this night will turn out spectacularly.
Looking into Sadie's wide-eyed, lit-up face, you can't help but feel slightly more at ease about the whole thing.
That means a lot to me, Sadie. I really appreciate it. No sweat. You can always count on me to lift you up when you need it. Thanks. Damn, you two look great!
Turning around, you see Grace entering the room. And from where you're standing, she is looking pretty damn great herself.
Wow, not even close to how good you look. That dress is ridiculously hot. You really think so? Not too much, is it? Of course not. How about giving us a spin? Come on, Sadie, I don't wanna. Spin! Spin!
Noticing you just standing there, gawking, Sadie stops.
And what are you looking at? Me? Nothing. I think he approves. Didn't see you looking that way at my outfit. Sure I was, you just didn't notice. Right. Anyway, you're supposed to be what again, Sadie? I'm one of Dracula's wives, isn't it obvious? Oh, that's right, now I remember. Then what happened to the other two? Took them out of the picture? Extremely violently. Wanted them all to myself. That's my girl. By the way, where's Mia? Don't know, she hadn't come down yet. Hope this isn't gonna go the same way like it did at the beach. It won't. The outfit I helped pick out for her isn't anything too revealing. A lot less revealing than a bikini, at least. She can tend to be a bit irrational when it comes to this kind of stuff sometimes.
Just as she finishes the sentence, Mia walks into the room.
Who are you calling irrational? Whoa! Ta-da! Doesn't she look amazing? It wasn't me. Oh, they got her done up like Harley Quinn. Wow, I hardly believe my own eyes. It's like I'm looking at a different person. I certainly underestimated what a vixen you could look like if you try. I'm not trying to be a vixen. You're welcome. I think you look really good too, Mia.
Locking eyes with you. Mia's...
Hold on, let's not do that. Are you sure it's not too revealing? I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea. Not too revealing at all, Grim. I think it's for the best if I just say nothing here. Knowing me, I'll just end up putting my foot in my mouth. What about you, Grim? What do you think about her costume? I think it looks, you know. Alright. Wow, don't sound too enthusiastic, Grim. You'll end up making Sadie jealous. Fortunately, this is one of the few cases where I don't think that would happen. If anything, I'm glad about his lack of enthusiasm. Anything else would be weird, don't you think? My thoughts exactly. Suppose you have a point. Oh, whatever, if he got a boner, that'd be weird. A simple compliment is just basic politeness.
Though Hugh and Mia's faces immediately go bright red at Sadie's comment.
Ugh, please don't put that image in my head. Yeah, what the hell, Sadie? What? It's the truth. Okay, let's move on from this subject of conversation, please. What we need to do is get over to the bar before people start showing up. I was just thinking the same thing. By the way, where's Vivian? Still just waking up? She said she'll meet us down there. There was something she had to take care of first. Take care of? Vivian? Get out of here, that's not possible. Ha ha ha, you took the words right out of my mouth. Don't you ever find it weird that the main thing you two bond over is how much you get a kick out of trashing her? I don't think it's weird at all. Yeah, me neither. Ugh, whatever. Okay, everyone, stop dilly-dallying. Let's go!
Excited, Sadie bolts off to the front door.
Anyone who lags behind gets left behind. Well, you heard the girl. We don't want to get left behind, do we?
All together, the three of you follow Sadie out towards the front door. Until suddenly your phone starts ringing.
Who could that be?
Taking your phone out, you see Isla's name appear.
Isla? Why is she, of all people, calling me now? Just ignore it, Grim. You can call them back later. Yeah, we really need to go. Ugh, just let me get this real quick. I think it could be something important. What we're doing now is something important. We don't have time for this, Grim. Give me a few seconds, I'll be back before you know it. You know what? Just meet us down there. You're a big boy, you know the way. Fine, I'll see you there.
With Grace frustrated and Mia appearing seemingly suspicious towards you, they turn around and leave. Once they're gone, you quickly go to answer it, only...
It stopped ringing. Isla knows about the party. What possible reason could she have to want to talk to me now? Okay, this definitely must be important if she's calling back so quick. Isla, hey! Look, now's not a very good... Sebastian's on his way over there, Grim. What? Why? Well... Wait, don't tell me he noticed his pants missing. You never said he wore them so he wouldn't notice. He didn't notice his pants missing. Then what? He... noticed yours. Whoa, mine? How the hell did that happen? It was me. I fucked up. After washing them, I wasn't thinking and stupidly put them back into the closet. Seriously? Do I sound like I'm joking? For fuck's sake, I don't need this shit right now. We have that party tonight, and this is just... Fuck! How does he even know they're mine? He said he's seen you wearing them a lot. He spotted they were yours immediately. Fuck, I knew I should have bought more pairs of pants. Brought more pairs of pants. So what's he coming over here for? What do you think? He suspects something is going on between us. And what'd you tell him? I told him the truth, that we had dinner and I accidentally spilled wine on you. Still, he's convinced something more went down. He doesn't have a gun or anything, does he? No. What was that pause? There was no pause. There was definitely a pause. And you don't take a pause like that if you're sure about something. Oh god, I'm gonna get shot, aren't I? And in a damn Dracula costume, too. He doesn't have a fucking gun, Grim. Although, maybe try having the talk with him in front of your house. You know, you're really sending me mixed signals about this whole gun thing.
Suddenly, you're startled by the doorbell.
Shit, I think he's here. Just relax, remember, nothing happened. Just make sure to tell him that. And what's that gonna do? It certainly didn't do you any good, did it? Whatever, I'll deal with it. Just so you know, if I die in this ridiculous outfit, I swear I'm gonna haunt you for eternity. Good luck, Grim.
Hanging up the phone, you take a deep breath, composing yourself, and walk to the front door.
Just imagining getting shot to death while dressed like this. The irony of it all literally makes me want to puke.
Unlocking the door, you slowly open it, and just as you were expecting, standing right before you, is Sebastian. And he does not look happy.
Hello, Grim. Sebastian, what are you doing here? Let's have this discussion inside, why don't we?
Looking him up and down, you struggle to tell if he's carrying a firearm.
I think we'll do this outside if you don't mind. As you wish.
Stepping aside, Sebastian ushers for you to come out.
Halloween party tonight? Not quite. What are you doing here, Sebastian? I'm sure my wife warned you I was coming. You have the wrong idea about what you think is going on here, man. Do I? Weird? I'm feeling a sudden sense of deja vu coming on. Because if I remember correctly, you said the exact same thing that night when I caught you with my daughter. Unlucky coincidence. You must be a remarkably unlucky guy then. It feels that way right about now. What were your parents doing in my house? I think Isla told you that. I'm supposed to believe it? Don't really care what you believe, but it's the truth. Okay, fine. Let's say that part is true. The only thing I'm bothered by is why were you having dinner with my wife in the first place? Thought she could use the company. She has a husband to have dinner with, not some immature kid with too much time on his hands. I agree, although we both know you weren't going to make it that night, don't we?
Sebastian looks intensely into your eyes, trying to see if he can deduce what it is you do or do not know about what happened that night.
And how's that? Pardon? How do you know that I was not going to make it to the dinner?
Faced with this question, you contemplate if you should reveal what you know. And as you look back into his eyes, you decide there's no better time.
The girl! Was she a good fuck? What? I saw it all, Sebastian, right behind your bar. The kissing. The sweet nothings into her ear. Oh, and that part where you plan on going back to her place for a quickie. Yeah. Those damn roommates, right?
Hearing this, Sebastian grits his teeth, enraged that you caught him out, but also because he allowed himself to get caught out like this.
Ha! You little shit! Says the guy screwing around on his wife. And this information of yours, did you share it with her? No, at least not yet. What is it you want? I don't want a damn thing from you. Just want to be left the hell alone. While you continue to screw your way through my family? Think what you want. I don't care. You're out of your mind if you think I'm gonna let that happen. Believe me, you don't have the faintest idea what I can do to you. So tread lightly. That sounds like a threat. Think of it how you want. Again, I don't care.
For what feels like an eternity, you and Sebastian stare each other down.
If you don't mind, I have a party to get to. Who's stopping you?
More than finished with the conversation, you start walking away.
God, I hope I don't get shot in the back right now. Have fun tonight, Grim. It very well might be one of the last ones that you go to.
Even with your back turned as you walk off, you can feel the ominous nature of what he says radiating off him. However, with what you suspect would be a long night ahead, you try your best to push it aside. The thing is, his veiled threats are going to be the least of your worries tonight. And it's going to be a very, very long night indeed. Finally managing to get him off your mind, you head to the bar. Not long after. As you make your way towards the entrance, you begin hearing noises that you never heard come from there before. The noises of a crowd.
It's all the shadow people! They're here! Alright, so, the party has begun, and it's gonna be a long night. We definitely don't have enough time to cover it now. But at any rate, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia. The drama is getting thick, so stay tuned.